Well, hello, good afternoon, good morning, good night. I hope you're having an early come up or a late come down. That's entirely up to you, dolls. But this is the How to Be Gay in Dublin podcast. I'm joined by my co-host Tuesday. How you doing?
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. I'm delighted I'm next to you, really. How would you even describe this podcast, really?
Oh, okay. So the vision for this podcast is very much our personal guide to being gay in Dublin. Mm. It is what we wish we knew before we went to these spaces.
100%.
The spaces that might attract you like a moth to a light. The places you might have heard of online, on social media. We're going to spill some tea, perhaps. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk a little bit about some etiquette, mm-hmm. which we wish some people knew about. Mm-hmm. Some advice, maybe some stories to tell. We have some amazing guests.
Oh, yes.
Incredible guests.
We most certainly do. And I mean, really, we're not just talking about the spaces as a whole, but we're really talking about how they interact with the anthropological and psychological political economy that is Dublin, because it's constantly changing over time, and just the intersection of being LGBT, navigating that space as well. It's quite something. I mean, it's definitely something I wish I knew as a country bumpkin coming up from the big schmuck. But yeah, I mean, I'm so delighted to be doing this, most definitely. I mean, like you said, it's something that I wish I knew beforehand, almost like an unofficial tour guide almost.
Exactly.
You know?
Very giving tour guide. She's giving the people in the yellow coats.
Yes.
On the street.
Yes.
The umbrella. We are your umbrella to find in the crowd. We are your gay umbrella, your rainbow umbrella to find when you get lost in Dublin City.
Exactly. And we're actually going to be talking about our venue soon. But let's hear from our sponsor first, Sandpaper Socks. You can get 10% off your first order with code GAY. If it ain't working, then it's not hurting. Sandpaper Socks. Anyway, let's get into our venue du jour. So, what is our venue du jour for this week, Tuesday?
It's mother. It's giving mother. She provides. How I Met Your Mother. What's your favorite mother in media? What's your relationship with your mother?
Let's keep it Freudian, people. This is what it's all about.
Ethel Kane.
Lana.
Brittany.
Marina, apparently, yeah. Let's not go down that road. We've got some thoughts on her, but let's reel it back.
Miss Arden's tree.
Arden's tree. Love and fear. But Mother is really probably one of the most popular nightclubs in Dublin. I think it's kind of George adjacent, but also it's got some techno in there as well, music wise. It's about it's two floors high. It was founded in 2010 and used to be quite underground, but it's almost become one of the almost biggest capitalistic spaces in Dublin.
Yes.
There's a festival that holds a Pride Block party every year. It's really, really great. If you want to just go into Dublin and have a really good dirty club night. You went there before once, didn't you?
Yes, you brought me mm-hmm. on a hot summer night in May. And it was very overwhelming, actually. And we were only in the what do you call it, the library bar?
It was the smoking area of the library bar, yes. Which is upstairs. It's kind of adjacent from the main dancing area, but that's one thing I will say. It's as friendly and fun as it is. It is quite overwhelming and does have an almost air of machismo about it, which is ironic because it's called Mother. Did you find that as well?
What I found and what I think is a great image to set up for our viewers mm-hmm. is that it is a traditional gay nightclub experience. It is almost what the gays want from a straight nightclub.
Mm.
I have a lot of experience straight nightclubbing.
You poor thing.
And it's definitely, it's giving that. But it's still an inclusive space, 100%. But it's an inclusive space mostly filled up with men. And it can be a little bit overwhelming if you're not prepared for that. But if you are, it's a very sensory experience as well.
Yeah.
And I think if you're not prepared for that going into it, or if you're not looking for that, Mother might not be, it's definitely not a place to avoid, but I would go on a quieter night.
Oh no, like we want to make that clear. All of the venues that we're doing in the spaces, we have mad respect for, but it's definitely more so advice we're giving with regards to navigating these spaces as a whole. But one thing I really admire about Mother as an organization is they've very much been at the forefront of the Give Us Tonight campaign, which is about extending licensing laws in Dublin and more or less having an item economy that reflects that of London or Berlin, which I think is absolutely amazing, because I would personally love that as someone who likes to stay out a bit later when I'm in the mood, and just like not having to suss on afters would be amazing.
Oh, you don't have to tell me. The denizens of the night of Ireland have been dying for this, and it's a very hot topic, understandably. And also the thing with the phones as well, we're going to be talking in the next episode about our favourite place, my favourite place, NSFW, which is the no phones and the licensing laws are both very, very hot topics. And Mother is kind of a centre of a discussion.
Did you think we were not going to mention it? Hello, the elephant in the room.
It's us. Oh my goodness.
Okay, but first of all, we are going to hear from co-founder Lisa Connell, who I had the pleasure of interviewing. We talked about how clubbing is culture, how it intersects with the nighttime economy in Dublin, and just about the history of Mother in general. So take a quick listen to Lisa and we'll get right back to you in regards to that little incident.
We'll be addressing the elephant in the room.
We will.
I just wanted to ask first, I've kind of been seeing this statement, clubbing as culture, kind of thrown around recently with debates surrounding licensing laws, you know, nightclubs, extended opening hours, things like that. And it's probably a silly question, but I genuinely am curious, when people say clubbing as culture, what do they mean by that?
Hey, Pierce. Yeah, I think for me, my kind of the understanding I take from it and the reason I think it's such a prescient and poignant thing for us to remind everybody about is that it's a type of social expression and an artistic form that can sometimes be overlooked. You know, it's not as sort of it's, you know, theater or dance kind of performance is much more understandably a cultural expression and outlet. Whereas clubbing, because it's, you know, a consumer or a person facing endeavor, I guess it does, it sometimes gets seen as like a place that you end up at after the pub. And we, you know, we feel strongly that that's not all that it is. And so, yes, in terms of licensing laws, but also in terms of finding and creating space for communities in our cities, that's really important. And, you know, we often say with Mother, we really take a lot of inspiration from the transformative power and DNA of the dance floor. So the fact that our communities have organized and met on dance floors across many decades, and that's, to find each other and to be together. So it really kind of, for me, it's about the fact that it's really a valid cultural expression and outlet.
Thank you so much to Lisa from Mother for talking to me about there. I hope it's kind of a shame that we're still having these conversations with regards to licensing laws. You think we'd be at a place where we'd be able to implement those now, but
You'd think,
but let's talk about flash photography.
Let's talk about it. let's address it.
Should we like inexplicably say it for people who don't know what we're talking about?
We're talking about Miss Varadkar, which will keep it our Taoiseach. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know about your opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say one thing. I do think it's very interesting that we know the vast majority of people in the LGBT space have open relationships. What I find very fascinating about this conversation is where does the understanding around polyamory, and then there's also kind of like comp polyamory. Is comp polyamory in the LGBTQ community? Is Varadkar being held to that as a member of the LGBTQ community? Is this opening up the idea of polyamory for the straights?
Well, I think they've low-key, high-key been into it already because, like, swingers parties, those are very much a thing. And I'd say it's probably as more common than we think with straight people but it's just very left under the rug, you know? Like, it's like, I don't know how to describe it, but really I think my main take from this was I really think that if Mother implemented a no flash photography or even a little sticker on the phone like they do in other clubs in Dublin, then we wouldn't be having this conversation, because if you pull that crap of taking a photo in someone at a gay nightclub in London, Berlin, you're getting thrown out.
There's also the discussion of potential age gaps as well, because that was a hot topic on social media.
And that was
an understandably hot topic on social
media. Yeah, it most definitely is. I mean, it's more common with gay men, I think, because, hello.
And another thing I'd like to know is that more common in spaces like Mother? I think that's an interesting question to leave our audience with. The spaces like Mother, think about the social norms within the LGBT community that you might be expected to uphold, same with a straight club.
Very much so, very much so. And we'll kind of be getting into that in our next episode,
yes,
with our fantastic Dr. Sean Fitzpatrick, talking about a space I love, but I kind of need to take a break from NSFW. But first of all, I just want to say a big, massive thank you to Lisa O'Connell for agreeing to sit down with me. We really got into it, as you heard there. And my co-hostess with the mostest.
Thank you.
The silky voice, where is this coming from?
And my lovely host, Pierce. Our lovely host, Pierce. Thank you so much.
And of course, to our listeners as well, for keeping on with us on our very first episode.
We're going to get hot and steamy.
Hot and steamy.
In the dark room of NSFW. I'll see you there.
See you in the dark room, guys.